Proclamation number 8423 of 26th of February, 1963. Unkindness causes lightlessness and transformation of the earth. Don't be shocked by apparent contradictions, for what I give you is pure truth. It can only be difficult for you to grasp at times because spiritual truths cannot be understood with the intellect but only with the spirit. And as soon as your degree of maturity increases, your spirit will also become more and more enlightened and you'll be receptive to deeper knowledge. Therefore, try to attain this increased degree of maturity, for you will always be able to do so, because this only necessitates increased activity of love, as a result of which contact with me will take place ever more often and I myself will then also be able to directly influence your spirit through my presence. The fact that the number of the spiritually awakened is only small compared to those who live in spiritual darkness need not surprise you, for precisely the activity of love is extremely neglected. Every person thinks of himself first. Self-love is unusually great in compassion for the neighbor, for his hardship and suffering is almost completely stifled. And selfish love can never awaken the spirit within itself. However, it is always welcome to the adversary who seizes advantage in the darkness of spirit and also uses it for himself, who will constantly fuel selfish love and prevent people from being unselfishly active. And this is why error is so widespread that it is almost impossible to convey the pure truth to people because they don't recognize it and therefore don't want to accept it either. And even if I give you the order to let the light radiate which I myself have kindled in you, this light will nevertheless only break through again where the working of love is not switched off, where self-love is fought against. Brightest light could shine everywhere if people would fulfill my will, if they would observe my commandments of love, for this light is guaranteed through the life of love alone, and people would brightly and clearly recognize their earthly task and also comply with it. But it is the human being's free will how he attunes himself to my commandments of love, how he attunes himself to me myself and my will. And this free will is also the reason for the great work of transformation which concerns the earth, for since love constantly decreases there is no longer any ascending development for people, and the present earth fails in its purpose and therefore has to be totally transformed in order to release the spiritual substances still bound in the works of creation for this upward course of development, whereby people, who thus failed in their earthly life, fall back again through their own fault into a state which had long since been considered overcome for the soul. But free will itself decides this fate, for free will could also turn towards the light but has chosen darkness. And the being's will is also complied with. In what bright light would you be able to walk and explain everything to yourselves which you see, which surrounds you as a work of creation, and how happy would you be that the secrets would be revealed to you and you would learn to recognize your God and Father himself in his nature, in his love, wisdom and might. Then you would also overcome every gulf which still separates you, because love is the bridge to me and love is also the prerequisite for the bright spiritual state, for the light in which you may walk. But instead you flee the light, you feel comfortable in the darkness and don't dispel it but are rather willing to extinguish even the light which can only dimly shine for you. For as long as you yourselves are unloving you are still under the power of the Prince of Darkness, yet you don't recognize his activity and follow him, whatever he demands of you. He will always reinforce your selfish love and therefore the transformation into love cannot take place, just as the enlightenment of your spiritual state is not possible where love is missing. Conversely, however, It is possible for a loving person to make himself suitable for the reception of deepest spiritual knowledge. For the bond with the spiritual spark in the human being with the Father Spirit of eternity is established through love, and then I can let my divine light of love radiate into a person in all abundance, and the Spirit will then express itself in him and inform him of knowledge which the intellect can never fathom. And the higher the degree of love, the deeper the human being will penetrate into areas which are close to the intellect, and much will be revealed to him which only I myself can ever convey to people, who is the eternal truth and also reserves the distribution of truth for myself, because I know people's hearts and also know who is mature for spiritual wealth which is everlasting, who works with it according to my will and who therefore serves me as a bearer of light in the time of the end when the earth is shrouded in dense darkness. For only light can enliven, but darkness is and remains a state of wretchedness which only the human being's own will can change. Amen.